Well, Hastings Family Service is operating our food shelf as we speak, and so we want to get the message that out that although our building on Second Street is closed to the general public, we are operating a drive-through food shelf, and if you need help and would like services either with food as well as our financial assistance program, please call 437-7134 for intake and pickup information. In addition, we are still delivering our Meals on Wheels services and to our existing clients, and we are continuing to operate that as well. Some of our other programs have been suspended at this time, and again, we are not accepting thrift donations at our thrift store due to the fact that our doors are closed. We do ask that people follow our website at www.hastingsfamilieservice.org as things continue to change. And this is still Minnesota Food Share Month, which is such an important time of year for us. And so if you'd like to help, you can help by either making an online contribution or send a check in the mail. Or if you'd like to make a food donation, you can sure do that, and you would need to call us at 437-7134 to schedule a drop-off time. So stay tuned for further developments. Please go to our website, follow us on social media, and the doors, although are closed, we are continuing to help feed anybody that needs help here in School District 200. And what that means is we're expecting a high volume increase in the food shelf, and so right now we have a huge need for brown paper bags. We do have a drop-off location directly in front of our donation center. So if you have brown paper grocery bags you'd be willing to donate, please drop them by at our front door at 301 Second Street East. Thank you so much for all of the outpouring of support and help. We could not do this work without you, and we'll continue to appreciate any help you can offer. Thank you.
So, Chris, as far as the opportunities for people to come through this drive-through, what does that look like, and what are the hours?
Yep, right now it's our regular hours, so we're here from 8:30 to 5 p.m., and if someone needs help with food, they should just call us, and we will we do the paperwork over the phone, and then we schedule a time for them to do their pickup. And pickup is, all of our programs are maintaining social distancing, and so we've set in safety protocols so that there is no face-to-face contact with anybody, whether it's a person picking up or any of our staff or volunteers.
And so as far as your volunteers are going, they are reporting as usual?
We have a limited volunteer force that is here. We have put some limitations on who is still volunteering, just to respect what the CDC and governor has said about seniors, and they're in a higher risk category. So right now we do have a smaller workforce of volunteers.
Chris, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.